The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
King.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about AI and the business travel sector. I speak to Tim LaBelle, head of product for SAP Concur Spend Solutions.
We'll have so much data that our travel will be safer.
Shelley Fletcher-Bryant, VP of Advito.
AI can certainly contribute to more eco-friendly travel practices.
And author and public speaker, Theo Lau.
AI can help us predict when it will be a peak travel, more delays, cancelled flights.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
And I think it's a sort of residue of that. When Shakespeare wants people to be mad, he tends to give them a particular type of vocabulary. It's very, very precise. You see it in King Lear with poor Tom. Hamlet only uses that particular formulae once, and that's with Polonius, who's the man who first defines him as mad. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Polonius, this man whose understanding of human nature isn't exactly accurate or profound, has just gone to King and Queen and said, he's mad, he's absolutely mad. And I thought, oh, that's interesting, I don't think he's mad, I think he's just grief-stricken. I think actually, he wants to go back to the status quo ante. You know, he wants things to be as they were. And he wants to go back to Wittenberg, and he wants to be a student, and all those sort of things that people, grieving people, do. But I say that with absolutely no sense that that is the right reading. Because, as you know, many Hamlets as there are, they're valid interpretations, which is it just happened that that's the one that came out of me.
Sarah, it's your job to see every Hamlet that you can get your hands on.
Yes.
And what is that like as an experience? I mean, do you think you will ever tire of it?
No, I don't. I was wondering why that is. I wondered if perhaps it's because I'm an indecisive person, and I'm absolutely delighted that one of the most wonderful characters ever written can't make his mind up what to do. But I think, no, more. It's much more what Simon's been saying, that he brings you close, so close to that central question, what is it to be human? I mean, he stands there, and that great soliloquy, to be or not to be. I think it was Sam West who's played him, who pointed out that he doesn't talk about himself in that. He doesn't say I or me. He brings you all in to that question. And he takes you, I mean, whether or not he's mad, well, there's a whole range of interpretations, obviously, but he's in extremis, he's in grief, and he takes you to the edge he peers over the edge of death, of madness, and he's...